Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is still in the miracle working business. Praise God. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. If you did not hear yesterday's broadcast, what I was sharing was an introduction by reading some portions of scripture from the book of Revelation on the seven spirits of God. That's the subject. We want to understand what are the seven spirits of God and what application, what pertinence, what significance does that hold in our lives today? And I began by sharing three short verses that John writes in that very first chapter. It's just a greeting, but in that greeting, he covers so much. He extends a greeting from the Godhead, John, to the seven churches which are in Asia. Grace be unto you and peace from Him which is, which was, and which is to come. That's the Almighty Father, the Creator, and from the seven spirits which are before His throne, that is the Holy Spirit, and thirdly, Jesus, the Son of God and the Son of Man, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto Him that loved us, washed us from our sins in His own blood. That's Jesus. This is why He came to earth. He washed us from our sins. And this is His plan of the ages, beloved, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and His Father. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. I mean, yes. Can you say amen to that? Praise God. So that is God's plan. But our purpose now is to understand a little bit more about the precious Holy Spirit who has been given to us. He's addressed by many names. He's Comforter, Counselor. He is our one who walks alongside. He helps us. He is our ever-present help. He's constantly with us because Jesus had to leave, and He said, but I'm going to send you someone just like me. That was the Holy Spirit. And as I was studying these passages of Scripture, God gave me an understanding that I'd like to share with you for your consideration. And we're going to go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And beloved, in terms of my scriptural belief and orientation, I preach, promote, and believe the entire Word of God. I believe that you can't really understand the New Testament unless you understand the principles that God was laying down in the Old Covenant. I mean, I've had ministers say, well, you know, we're in a New Covenant, we just really need to read the New Testament. No, because we can't really understand it. And it's perfectly tied together. And I trust that you'll see that just in this very subject about the seven spirits of God. So we are going now to chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians, and we're talking about spiritual gifts, or Paul is. And let me just read this. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. In verse 4, he says, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. In other words, God is not divided. We may not understand with our feeble brain cells the concept of the Trinity, but we believe and accept that it's totally just displayed in the Word of God. Just one example, Jesus' baptism. Jesus was physically there. The heavens opened and the Father spoke, "This is my beloved Son." And then the Spirit descended in bodily form as a dove. So there you go. There's the Trinity. This one of the most classic scriptures you can say for the existence of the Trinity. At any rate, he goes on to say, verse 7, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal." Huh, what's that saying? That means, brother, you and you, sister, every one of God's children have the Holy Spirit, and we will profit from it. We will be blessed by it. God has a purpose for giving it. And now they go on. Paul goes on to say specifically, what are the gifts of the Spirit? 9 gifts. "For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. And to all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills." That's why, beloved, please don't go up to anyone, any minister, and say, "Do you have a word for me?" You don't want any word that any person can give you. The Holy Spirit operates the gifts, beloved, not of the minister, not an individual. If you want something genuine from the Holy Spirit, just be willing to wait on Him. And the point is, God does not want us under this new covenant dispensation. Why? Simply because, I know if you've listened many times, you've heard me say this again and again, God has given the Holy Spirit to every believer. He dwells in our spirit. Under the old covenant, they did have to consult the priests. They had this mysterious, I don't know what they were, jewels set in the breastplate of the high priest, the Urim and the Thummim, which gave God's direction, if you will, yes or no, regarding a particular venture or course of action. Why? Because the Holy Spirit was only on the king, the priest, and the prophet. So God's scriptural plan today is to minister and to speak to every individual. You should be hearing from God. And you say, "Oh, I'm not hearing anything, Sister Judith." You just wait upon Him. He's leading you. And so the gifts of the Spirit then are given for confirmation, especially the vocal gifts. So, all right, I read this. If we can sort of classify them, if you will, there's the vocal gifts. What are they? Prophecy, diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues. And then there's the knowing gifts, if you will. That's the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirits. The word of wisdom, knowledge, is knowing some supernaturally something about a situation or an individual that you could not know by human ordinary means. Word of wisdom, same kind of thing, but relating to generally the future development of what God is going to do. And discerning of spirits, knowing whether something is of God, of the devil, or of flesh. So those are the knowing gifts, if you will, and then the power gifts, the gift of faith. We all have faith, but there's sometimes special faith God gives. That's faith, and there's working of miracles, and the gifts of healing. Those are power gifts. And so these are what God has given to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And some say, "Well, you know, we don't believe that in our church." Well, I guess, you know, you really ought to tear that chapter out of your Bible. It doesn't belong there then. I don't believe that, beloved. I believe God said what He meant and meant what He said. We may have, our little pea brains may get very limited in our understanding. I've given my testimony many times before. I'm a University of California graduate, and when I came to terms with the gospel message, after 10 years of in the world, I finally realized enough. I had enough sense to realize my brain wasn't going to put it all together. I couldn't understand. And I just said, "God, if you're real, make yourself real to me." I realized enough to know my human intelligence, my reasoning, my logic was not going to bring me to God. Now, did God do away with that? No. I mean, there's Christian apologetics, which are a wonderful way to introduce the gospel. But ultimately, beloved, it is a step of faith. You have to humble yourself and receive believe, you have to admit you're a sinner. And, you know, I was just thinking of someone I know that has not received Jesus, and very intelligent, very, you know, depends on science. And the reason why, because the gospel's intellectually offensive, and God's meant it that way. What wasn't it? Preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish, but to us that believe, beloved, it's the power of God unto salvation. Praise the Lord. So why did I share this? We're talking about the seven spirits of God. All right. Well, beloved, I believe God has given, now, for those of you who heard yesterday's broadcast, there's a sevenfold spirit of God before the throne, seven lamps burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. That's Revelation 4:5, the emblem of the Holy Spirit, one of his emblems, not only the dove, but fire. And so what we are attempting to do now is to see God's purposes in the Holy Spirit as far as our lives, our experience, and the purpose of the Spirit of God. He's been given to administer, listen to me now, the affairs of the spiritual kingdom of God for the welfare of God's people. That's you and me, beloved, and for the glory of God. That's what the Spirit of God does. Administers the affairs of God's realm, the eternal realm, the spiritual kingdom of God, for the glory of God and for the blessing of his people. And I don't know that we're going to have time to get into it, but I want to read that powerful passage in Isaiah, the 11th chapter, where it talks about literally the seven spirits of God. It talks about Jesus. There shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And it talks about the seven spirits of God, which I would suggest to you relate to the gifts of the Spirit which God has given to his church. And we're going to work on developing that as you tune in for the rest of the week. I love you, and I'm so very grateful for my UCM partners and for you, my radio family. Some you may have never written, but I pray for you. I ask God's blessings. And you know, whatever I ask the Lord for myself, I pray that for my partners, for my radio family, and basically for all of God's people, that's God's heart, that we'll be like Jesus. And that's my prayer ultimately for you. Praise God. A friend asked me years ago when I just got saved, she said, what's the point of this? I said, I just want to be like Jesus. Amen. That's our goal for all of us. I love you. Thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information. I do invite you to write, and I will answer your letter personally. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.